And now for the moment we have all been waiting for. And the Oscar goes to Argo.
Oscar night has come and gone with its glitz and its glamour and a list of films destined for a new box office rebound after an estimated 1 billion people across the globe watched with bated breath as the 2013 Academy Award winners reached out for their prestigious Oscar statuettes. The 85th edition of the Academy Awards prize-giving ceremony celebrated Ben Affleck's Argo that received the Oscar for the best film. Other prestigious prizes went to Ang Lee as Best Director for his Life of Pi.
Thank you, Academy. 谢谢. Namaste.
To Daniel Day-Lewis, who won his third Oscar for his performance in Spielberg's Lincoln.
My wife, Rebecca, has lived with some very strange men. I mean, they were strange as individuals and probably even stranger if taken as a group.
To Jennifer Lawrence for her performance in Silver Linings Playbook.
That's really embarrassing, but thank you.
And to Anne Hathaway, who won the Best Supporting Actress Award for her performance in Les Misérables.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high, life worth living.
But for a comment on this Hollywood bonanza and on some of the films in question, film critic Father Peter Malone says the Oscar experience is unique in more ways than one. Oscar night, was it all that you hoped for, or did you feel that somebody missed out?
No, I was happy enough. I would have liked Jessica Chastain, I think, to get Best Actress, but I wasn't sorry that Jennifer Lawrence got it.
Let's give our listeners a rundown, although most more or less know who's won, but let's just remind them.
Well, the best film was Argo. And the trouble with that is that Ben Affleck wasn't even nominated for Best Director. So there were some jokes about, you know, the mission was so secret that even the Academy didn't know who the director of the film was. So that was one of the initial jokes to get people amused, and then Argo did win Best Film.
And you had already foretold Daniel Day-Lewis and the Anne Hathaway Oscars.
I thought that Daniel Day-Lewis stood out. The other performances were very good, but his portrayal of Lincoln, it was just, this is a cliche, but it was amazing, I thought. We had one of those competitions where you had to list who you think would win the 8 major awards, and I got one wrong, and that was the director. And I thought that the Americans might give it to David O. Russell for the Silver Linings Playbook, because they seemed to like that very much. But as it turned out, they liked The Life of Pi better, and so Ang Lee got the director.
Yes, but Jennifer Lawrence did get Best Actress for her role in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes. Did you see the telecast at all?
Just briefly, just pieces of it. I saw her stumbling over her dress, but...
Yes, and... Then when she got up to the microphone, they gave her a standing ovation. She said, giving me a standing ovation because I fell, it's very embarrassing.
Peter, what is it about the Oscars that makes everyone so interested about them? And you know, what is their legacy? What do they give to filmmaking?
Really, I think the whole thing initially was something of a marketing device, and that has increased over the decades. And somehow it's got into the... consciousness around the world. The compere Seth MacFarlane today was saying that, you know, there were 1 billion people watching. So marketing and competition and the tradition, I think, combined to make it, you know, the cinema world event. Whether it should be or not is another matter, but it is.
There's nothing like an ecumenical award, obviously, in a place like the Oscar, the Academy nominations. Had there been something of the sort, what film would you have chosen for its values?
I would have given Lincoln an award, an ecumenical or a Cygnus award. I probably would have given The Life of Pi as well. In fact, of the nine nominations, Beasts of the Southern Wild did actually win an ecumenical award at Cannes last June. And as I understand it, Amour from Austria got the Cygnus Award for the European film of 2012. So, yes, there were some. And actually, now that I'm on a run, looking through the foreign language films, Rebella the War Witch got an award at the Berlin Film Festival a year ago. So we tend to be represented, I think, in the foreign language rather than in the American films.
Do you think that's got anything to do with the kind of a commercial perspective that American films tend to have?
Well, I think there is that. There is the box office appeal. But I think it's the films that actually somehow the spark the atmosphere of the times, and that I think there are several thousand members of the Academy. I think there are, aren't there? So you've got quite a wide range, possibly older people, who tend to think of popular films, commercially successful films, and by and large they're the ones that get nominated. And I think they probably sometimes think of worthy themes as being important as well.
Let's just remind our listeners how it works. It's very different to other film festivals. There is no jury. Who are the people who choose the films that are then going to be nominated and chosen?
The people who are accepted by the American Academy of Motion Picture Arts, and there's a process, as I understand, and that people from the various particularities, cinematographers, writers, etc., can apply and then be accepted, and they become the voters. And, of course, that builds up over the years.
Peter, we've had many of your films in your reviews already, but looking back, which films would you advise listeners to go and see that have been nominated today?
Well, I'm not sure that we talked about Lincoln before, so I think I'd start there. People may be a bit bored if they're not interested in politics, because it is a film about politics. So I was very impressed when at the Golden Globes they had different celebrities introducing each film nominated for Best Film. And for Lincoln, it was actually Bill Clinton came out. And he gave a minute and a half rather eloquent speech about what Lincoln did, who he was, the issue of slaves. But he then moved on to the politics, the clash between the House of Representatives and the Senate, which, of course, is what's been happening in recent times. He then moved on to contemporary politics and President Obama. And I think that was very helpful to me to sum up. It's a film about Lincoln, but it's only about January 1865, when he was trying to get the 13th Amendment through for the abolition of slavery, and he had a very difficult time persuading the members of Congress to vote for it. And in the background, of course, was the war that had been going on for 4 years. So I found it a very well-written, almost literate film with wonderful performances, not only by Daniel Day-Lewis, but Sally Field and Tommy Lee Jones and the others. A recreation of the period, which was very vivid, and, of course, the issue of politics and slavery. So I liked it. And I think I'd like to see it again.